And we are now going to go into the Workforce Wednesday. Welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The subject of how to recruit and retain highly qualified millennial candidates has been a hot topic for many years. The debate has ensued for so long, in fact, that the focus has expanded from what employers can or should do to adapt their work environment to what to do when your new boss is a millennial. Here to talk about both sides of millennials in the workplace are Greg Van Ness, CEO, Tolman Weicker, Insurance Services and Workforce Development Board and Business Services Committee member. Also, Sean Bardwage, founder and CEO, Aspire 3 and former Workforce Development Board Committee member. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we?
Good morning.
This is a great topic. So we're going to get into it now because I know a lot of our audience members need to know. Let's start off with Sean. The Pew Research Center identifies millennials as those born between 81 and 96. What are the millennials looking for in the work environment?
You know, it's funny. Millennials aren't looking for things that are really different because who doesn't want to work in a workplace that gives you opportunities to grow, gives you flexibility, has good management, good peers, you get good feedback about the work that you're doing, and is fun, gives you access to technology. Millennials just want those things, and they're a little bit more insistent about getting them.
And that's a great point, a little more insistent about getting them. Now, Greg Tolman Weicker is the region's biggest independent insurance agency, and in 2017 was recognized by the PCBT as number one Central Coast best places to work. Wow, that's quite an honor right there.
We're proud of that.
That's something to be very, very proud of. What has Tolman and Weicker done to attract millennials and maintain such a high level of satisfaction among your employees?
Well, to Sean's point, we don't really manage our culture for millennials or for any other generation. We try and provide a workplace with two fundamental building blocks, a high concern for people and a high concern for results, because without that, our clients won't be served well. And to do that, we attract and retain quality people of a number of generations out there, from baby boomers all the way to millennials. And it's I think common for all of the team members that we have that they're interested in the sorts of things that Sean described. A sense of connection, a sense of collaboration, to be surrounded by quality team members who are doing important work, and to have the opportunity to grow in their careers. And so we provide an environment that, you know, surrounds our team members with those opportunities to grow and work with quality people and do important work for our clients who depend on us to protect them from financial catastrophe in the case of a Thomas fire loss or mudslides in Montecito or whatever might befall them. Also, on the medical side of things, where we protect folks from, you know, catastrophic impact of medical bills that are uninsured, for example. So those are the kinds of things that our team members feel inspired by and come, you know, ready to serve others to do. And millennials embrace that just like the other generations.
And the other thing that's important, and I have to do the math myself, 81 to 96. So we are definitely now, millennials are in career jobs because that's 22 and older. So that's important to know. We're not talking about the jobs that one would take during high school. The one that we're hoping now that all of the millennials are getting through university, they're getting through a trade school, maybe out of the military. So these folks, both men and women, are at the age now where they are pursuing real career jobs. So let's ask both of you, Greg and Sean, what do you see as the fundamental traits, similarities, and differences with the different generations? And I will do this because as we were chatting off air, we quite often think our generation was the one that had it, and these new kids are the knuckleheads. And that's probably run through, you know, all the way back to Alley-Oop, if you will. This has been going on for quite a long time. So let's talk about that. And Sean, let's, if we could start off with you, talk about the trade similarities and differences that you see in the generations.
Yeah, not to put too fine a point on it, but exactly what Greg was saying, it's really about building the right culture, right? The priorities for people in work haven't changed. Everyone wants to make a good salary. They want to have work that's meaningful. They want to have a workplace that's reasonable and accommodates them and accommodates their lives. And so when you look across the generations, what you find is the way millennials express that is different. So they might place a higher value on things like flexibility and having hours that aren't regular every single time, or access to technology and being able to work remotely, because they don't want their lives to revolve around work. They want work to be a component of their lives and their identity. But it's to achieve the same goal at the end of the day.
And what do you see? From our point of view to their point of view.
I see the same sorts of things that Sean just described. It's no longer, you know, the brick and mortar, you know, 8 to 5, you know, kind of pattern of engagement, although our clients want to be served during those, you know, time periods. There's a lot of interest and really business need to be flexible. You know, the millennials are shaped by the same forces that all of our businesses and lives are being shaped by. They're growing up in a time where there's a lot of change, a lot of disruption, a lot of technology that enables, you know, remote work and a different lifestyle. And they're embracing that and probably leading the rest of us to, you know, engage with it in ways that force us to change or lead us to change. And so we're embracing that sort of energy that they bring to the workplace. We're finding very talented, capable millennials that they want a career path. They want to engage. They want to be trained, and they want to see the sort of growth in opportunity and compensation that Sean just described. And they also bring great ideas. And so if an employer is willing to listen to what they have to say, often they bring innovative solutions to problems that we haven't even thought of.
And one of the interesting things about millennials and what we had in our hearts and minds when we were youngsters, you thought of things like pension. You thought of things like Gold Watch. You thought of staying with a company your entire life. A lot of people look and say, these kids can't maintain a job. Well, a lot of them are hopping to opportunity, is as they see it. They want difference. They want change. A lot of these kids could not possibly care less about getting a driver's license because they understand how to use different methods of transportation, Uber. So it is, and all of those things, it is weird for us to look and say, what's wrong with you? You know, why don't you want to do this? Why don't you want to do that? Realizing that they were raised through a different sensibility.
Well, they have access to a lot more information than we had when we were growing up. They are also, you know, cognizant of that, you know, disruptive environment that we're all part of now, where entire industries are disappearing overnight in some cases. You know, Blockbuster Video is no longer around. Can't make a career there. Mm-hmm. You know, so the job environment and the career paths, you know, are requiring a lot more flexibility, you know, for you know, people's long-term career pathing. And I think millennials are aware of that, and they're being much more proactive and, I think, responsible for their own, you know, journey, and not depending on an employer to provide that or guide that.
So let's go with what the Workforce Development Board is doing to help encourage millennials to pursue career opportunities in Ventura County. Greg, what do you think about that? Because one of the issues here, too, is for a startup job, we have very high rent and we have very high housing costs. So when you look at somebody coming in here wanting to work, how are we bringing these youngsters into the workforce?
One of the very important and, I think, you know, special things going on in Ventura County is the work that Ventura County Office of Education through VC Innovates is doing to establish and facilitate career path development through the grade schools into the junior colleges and colleges in the area. There's 15 different career paths that tie to real jobs, whether it's in, you know, architecture, engineering, science, technology, you know, construction. There's 15 different career paths that are part of VC Innovates, where there's a very strong connection and collaboration between business and education to get young people who are interested not necessarily in college, but in a trade where they can make a really good living if they're trained in a particular specialty. And employers are looking for these people who have these skills and are prepared to go to work in a particular environment. And we're seeing plenty of evidence now that those collaborations and those career paths are working.
And another thing about you millennials, Sean, you guys have like campuses and incubators. We had offices. And it's just so funny that even the language of the workplace has changed pretty dramatically. So let's talk about Aspire 3 and other startup incubators making progress toward creating a culture of entrepreneurship in Ventura County. Millennials appear to be creating a higher demand for a startup environment. It seems like millennials really want to get in on the new and the creation.
That's absolutely true. And also, the nature of business in the workplace is changing. To Greg's point, businesses have risen and fallen, you know, within the times that millennials have sort of come to age. So they're very much keen on this idea of you're going to be working in a place for 3-4 years, and you're going to develop new skills, you're going to learn rapidly. And to do that, you need to be in an environment that lets you collaborate with other people that have those different kinds of skills, different ideas, different opportunities. So the work that we're doing, actually, one of the more recent things in our county is the Faro's Center for Innovation in Camarillo, which is this collaborative space that allows people of all ages to come in and learn what it takes to be a freelancer, start a business, grow a business, and puts you in touch with the amazing people in our community to do that. And we do find a lot of millennials, but actually people of all ages, realizing that they have the opportunity to create their own opportunity and not just go work for someone else, taking advantage of that.
And what was the death sentence that you hear? Well, we've always done it this way. You know, for many businesses, that's a really big problem. And the kids coming in, the millennials, can be looked at as change agents. You know, they could be the one that comes in that just gets that thing kicked off and gets a new thought moving. Remember the great comment by Henry Ford, if I asked the public what they wanted, it would be better buggy whips rather than a car. You know, people think of where they are and getting the new guys, youngsters in here who have been educated in far different ways. We went to the library. They go to this little phone thing and they get all their information. So it is a real interesting issue that we have here with millennials. So we'll finish off with both Greg and Sean. Although the youngest millennials would be about 22 today, the oldest is close to 37. What advice do you have for folks in a situation where a millennial is their boss?
Well, I'd say be really good at your job. Mm-hmm. And get along well with others. Be a good team player, be a good collaborator, and bring real value to the enterprise. And, you know, work hard and produce great results.
Yeah, I think to add to that, millennials really don't respect hierarchy for hierarchy's sake, mm-hmm. and that works both ways. So they want a relationship with their bosses that's more peer-like, but their relationship with their employees is also going to be more of that of a peer, provided there's mutual respect and there is this idea that you're on the team and you're all rowing and pulling in the same direction.
And everybody's working towards a common goal to have a great workplace and workforce. A final question for both of you. For a millennial just getting out of college, university, looking for their thing, out of the military, contacts, what should they do? Interviewing skills, are millennials good at a sit-down interview? Are they? Do you find the exchange, are they prepared?
Some are and some aren't. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for anybody who's approaching an interview to do your homework. Really understand, you know, the nature of that business that you're approaching for an opportunity, and, you know, understand what they do and how you can potentially add value to what they're doing for the customers that they serve.
Yeah, I would add to that, I think for everyone across the board, if you want to be effective at business in the 21st century, you have to learn entrepreneurship. You have to learn how businesses are created, how business is done, where businesses create value, because ultimately, if you understand that, you can add value to any organization and be successful.
So things are looking up for millennials and for us guys who are a little advanced on that into the boomers. It's keep the tools sharpened.
Absolutely.
And make sure you're
yes.
ready. Hey, Greg, Sean, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Excellent. conversation on millennials. If you are a millennial looking for an entrepreneurial environment to take your idea to the next level, go to VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com/workspace. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That is WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. It's 854.